Yeah, I've still got the 5-minute limit, unlike eMaster. It's got the 20-minute limit, so... one other thing I wanted to touch on... before I get into that, as far as the podcast, I mean, there are things I could change. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people who don't like my singing. I know there's some people who think it's an integral part of the show. Or I think there's people who think it's... But you know what? I want to hear more. If I'm singing too much, if I'm not singing enough. I think there was one guy on... feedback on that Gamer Hub. Essentially, my singing scared him away. But you know what? Take a little bit of extra self-control. But you guys think singing not a good idea? I'll work on it. And harmonics. The whole harmonics thing has kind of been the new CPD rap. I mean, and you know what? CPD rap ran its course. I mean, eventually we got the guy on our show. And, I mean, the whole harmonics thing was just, missed episode 104, that's kind of where it all got started, the post-PAX episode, where Frank called me out on spending, like, 10 minutes straight, talking about, one of Harmonix's panels, and, then it became a running gag, but I think on our last show, I think I only mentioned Harmonix when we were actually talking about Harmonix, when we were doing a Harmonix story. And I think I may just let that running gag just move on. I mean, yeah, I love Harmonix. They're awesome people. They're an awesome company. They make awesome games. And finally, the biggest thing I want to talk about, the Wario Land eShop boycott. One, I didn't think it would be freaking 6 months or more without Wario Land. I mean, I'm still pissed off that Japan got it in December, Europe got it a couple months ago, and we're still fucking waiting. Pardon the language. But, I mean, Phil, kind of, said something that made a lot of sense, and I've just been taking a while to process. I mean, the eShop has had some good games, and maybe I'm just cutting off my nose to spite my face, with, the eShop boycott. I mean, yeah, I'm still pissed at Nintendo, but I just need a better way. So I am seriously considering ending the boycott and catching up on the eShop backlog. I mean, I'm not getting anywhere with this. And I'm just kind of discouraged. Now, I'm not going to get a Wii U until Wario Land comes out. I'll tell you that much. But there are other reasons to not get a Wii U. But yeah, that's it. So please, if you have more to say about CBG or anything else I talked about, comment, retweet,